Over to Julie.
Get through. Oh my God.
Julie's chosen that has been sung at my, or our, I should say, our, sorry, Eunice, our wedding.
Ah. And, what's it?
And my induction.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, wonderful. Well, it is certainly a wonderful song. And I just love how things sort of come together when you're reading the word. And I'd chosen this last Monday, Tuesday, I think it was. And then in my daily reading on Friday from Oswald Chambers, he says, do we appreciate the miraculous salvation of Jesus Christ enough to be our utmost for his highest, our best for his glory? And he goes on, I won't, again, not a spoiler, because he goes on to quote the very scriptures that Bruce is speaking on this morning. But he talked about God's glory, and I'd already chosen this. And it is that amazing thing of remembering, especially today as we're breaking bread together as a family, remembering exactly what he's done for us. And it says here, to God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life, an atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. And that's us. So let's praise the Lord together.
God be the glory, great things he has done.
Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he
let us come to our Lord in believing prayer. Let us pray. We acknowledge that you, Jesus, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through me. How wonderful it is when we accept this statement, and especially when in repentance we come to you and accept the wonderful gift of salvation. The fact that you suffered and died on the cross for all that would receive you into their lives is proof of the wonderful love that is available to all your followers. Lord, we want to know much more about you, Jesus, and much more about the Father and the Spirit. We pray for all true believers and for the many who do not know or acknowledge you. We pray that more and more people will be willing to share their love for Jesus, so that more and more will come to know him and follow him, for he is truly the way, the truth, and the life. We commend to you, O God, for your care, the sick, the lost, the homeless, the housebound, the unemployed, those living in poverty. And we pray and thank you for all the professionals and volunteers who donate their time and their efforts to help all in need. And we pray especially this morning for David. May he know your healing power. We pray for April, Lord. We pray that you will be all that she needs at this time. We pray for Stuart. Lord, we know that although we miss him, we know that he misses us. And we ask that you would be his very close companion. And we pray for John and for Margaret. Lord, you know they're there in their home and not able really to come out. We pray that you will be all that they need, that you will keep them safe, Lord, when they're there as they are on their own. Finally, Lord, we offer you our own lives. We offer them to you again. May we serve you in any way that you desire. May your will, in other words, be done, our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So as we think about our lives in Jesus, we're going to sing All I Once Held Dear, Built My Life Upon, and the chorus, Knowing You, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing.
Yeah.
welcome now to the reading, and over to Deborah.
The reading today comes from Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 18. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
Amen.
Very much. Back to Julie.
So we're going to sing, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet.
says this, but we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. It's important, isn't it, that we put everything else that may disappoint us aside. We give it all to the Lord. We lay it on the altar. And we get on with our service to the Lord and with our love to each other. I want to share with you today a short message so that we have quite enough time to celebrate the communion. Living the Christian life. Philippians 2 verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. As we look at this passage this morning, I want to share three thoughts with you. The first is living like Jesus. And I have verse 12 and verses 14 to 16 in mind. Paul is writing to the believers. So when he says, work out your own salvation, verse 12, he is appealing to us to become like Jesus. In other words, we're not to be cheap imitations of other Christians. We are to follow only what we see of Christ in them as Christians. We should stand out as lights shining in a dark world. But let's be honest, we can only do this when we live following the example of Jesus and also holding out the word of life. So our purpose then is to live like Jesus lived, to follow his example. Then may others see him in us, and then may they come to know his saving power. For of course, he alone can save. So we must know and submit to God's plan in our lives. So number one, let us live like Jesus. Let us follow his example so that other people can see Jesus in us. And then number two, we're not left on our own. Verse 13. There are tools to use. There are tools for us to use. God, by his Holy Spirit, must work in us before he can work through us. We need to remember that. God, the Holy Spirit, must work in us before he can work through us. Too many Christians obey God only because of the pressure on the outside and not because of the power on the inside. Oh, how terrible it would be if we ignored the power of the Holy Spirit available to us. No, we need to surrender to the power of God within us. So the power is available, but how do we use it? There are three tools to help us. There is the Word of God, there is prayer, and there is suffering. So concerning the Word of God, we must read it, we must receive it, and we must apply it. The second tool is prayer. And you know, the word of God and prayer go together. most must be our daily habits in the Bible and in the church history. God used people who prayed. And the third one is suffering. For when threats and difficulties come upon us, we are driven back to the Word and to prayer. Paul suffered for the gospel. Jesus suffered for us. Is it therefore too much to ask that we should be willing to suffer for him? And then number three, from verses 16 to 18, God's promises are true. And we can know a special joy as we serve him. The world's philosophy is that joy comes from aggression. Fight everybody to get what you want, and then you'll get happiness, they think. Jesus shows that this philosophy is wrong. He used no sword or other weapon, and yet he won victory over sin, over death, and over hell. He defeated hatred with love. He overcame lies with truth. He surrendered and was victorious. You know, it takes faith to surrender. We must believe that God's promises, and they're wonderful, are true, and that they are going to work in our lives just as they did in Paul's life. God works in us, and we work out his purpose. The example then comes from Jesus. The power comes from the Holy Spirit, and the result is joy, true joy that comes to all true followers when we follow the example of Jesus, our Saviour. I want to read now a short poem of Helen Steiner Rice's, I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life. I am the way, so just follow me, though the way may be rough and you cannot see. I am the truth which all people seek, so heed not false prophets and the words that they speak. I am the life, and I hold the key that opens the door to eternity. And in this dark world, I am the light to the promised land where there is no night. Let us pray. Lord, may we learn how to serve you in a way that is acceptable to you. May we follow the example of Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful example it is. Forgive us, Lord, if we've strayed, but help us, Lord, that we might love like Jesus loved, that we might do all we can to make sure that other people can see Jesus living in us. And may it be, Lord, for your glory and your glory alone. Amen. Thank you, Ginny.
So, of course, one of the things Bruce was talking about was following Jesus. We're going to sing, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ All the Days I Live of This Life on Earth. Follow him, follow him. Yield your life to him. He has conquered death. He is King of Kings. Accept the joy which he gives to those who yield their their lives to him.
I want to walk with Jesus Christ. The days I live on this life on earth, to give to Him complete control of body and of soul. For Him yield your life, to Him He has conquered death, He is King of kings. Accept the joy which He gives to those who yield their lives to Him. I want to learn to speak to Him, to pray to Him, confess my sin, to open my life and let joy will then be mine. For Him, yield your life. To Him He has conquered death, He is King of kings. Accept the joy which He gives to those who yield their lives to Him. I want to learn to speak of Him. My life must show that He lives in me. My deeds, my thoughts, my words must speak for all His love for me. For Him, yield your life. To Him He has conquered death, He is King of kings. Accept the joy which He gives to those who yield their lives to Him.
Come to celebrate communion, I would ask if Stephen would serve the bread, and Jean, would you serve the wine? The invitation to the Lord's table. Come because Jesus loves us and He died on the cross for us. Come and meet the risen Lord Jesus, for not only did He die, but He rose from the dead and He is alive forevermore. Come and bring your concerns and your problems to Him and believe that He will deal with them for you. Come like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Come with thankful hearts. Come in humility and grow in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Lord, as we take bread and wine, it is to remind us of your body and your blood given for us. What a wonderful sacrifice it is that you made for us. And Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you by living lives that please you. So Lord, as we take communion this morning, may we realize what it's all about. For you, the Son of God, died on the cross for us. You who without sin dealt with our sin once and for all. And we praise you, O God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. And so we know that Jesus took the bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This," said Jesus, "do in remembrance of him." Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." So we recall how Jesus, when he met with his disciples, took the cup. He asked that we should do this in remembrance of him. So let us, with real thankfulness, let us take the cup. Let us drink. For Jesus showed his tremendous love while he died on that cross and shed his blood. This wine is only a token of what Jesus gave, but we need to remember he gave his life for us. Let us drink and be truly thankful. O Holy Spirit of the Lord, enter now into this heart of ours. Take full control of our selfish will and make us all wholly thine. Amen. Thank you, Jim.
So just looking back at the scriptures, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. And I love this verse. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And what better excuse to sing Shine Jesus Shine, because it's his shining on us that makes us shine, and in us and through us. And also, we'll walk the land with hearts on fire. Let the flame burn brighter in the heart of the darkness, turning night to glorious day. Now, apparently we have a little issue with the battery, so we're switching the song. So if you could go to We'll Walk the Land, and then we'll go back to Shine, Jesus, Shine. No, we won't. What? It's gone. Oh, okay, in that case, well, back to Shine, Jesus, Shine. We have no backing tracks.
Shine on.
Recently, we had an elders' meeting, and for some of you, you probably don't even know who the elders are. So I want to take this opportunity of telling you. There is Jean, there is Stephen, there is Brian, and there is Bruce. Those are the elders. Stephen, Brian, Jean, Bruce. Have I missed anyone? Jean? Yeah. Yep. And we had a meeting, and we had it at Jean's home. And for a long time, Stuart was an elder. And so he was able to join us. He actually said, you know, I've enjoyed it because I've been able to listen and to take part in what's gone on. Right. But anyway, so it was good that Stuart could be there, but it was a reminder to me that I think we probably need to see him more often. He loves company. Jean, am I right? So the elders met, had a good meeting, and that is a great help to me. So I want you to pray for the elders, but also I want you all to just remember that whether you're an elder or whether you're a member, you are all just as important in God's sight, right? You all have different gifts, as we see from music, as we see from people who pray, people who visit, people who tell other people about Jesus. We all have gifts. We are all important. Democratically, it is good that the minister should not be the only leader. And that's why we have elders. So I just wanted you to know that one, put it right. As I said, we had a good meeting, and I want to thank you all, members, elders, the lot, for all that you do to help us in our worship and in our service, serving the Lord in different ways. Some of you, we wouldn't even know what you do, but you go out and you do it, and that pleases our Lord. So bless you all and thank you. And now let us join hands. Join hands as true friends and say the grace.
Stand there.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ.